Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bean Pete podcast. And well, you probably guessed it. That's right. I am Pete. In this podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like to be a Pete and what it's like for me to deal with things like aggression, depression, anxiety, and what it takes for me to just basically survive a day. And it's not always easy, but I managed to do it. So sit back, relax, and listen to one human talking to a bunch of other humans about, well, what it's like to be human. So I'd like to welcome everybody to this episode of the Pete Bean Pete podcast. Now, on this episode, you are going to hear me talk very, very specifically and honestly about what I am going through at the moment. Now, when I started this podcast, I thought that I would be able to basically talk about, you know, panic attack, anxiety, what it's like living with those things, and have some guests on and have them talk about what it's like for them living with those things. But what I'm finding is I am in the middle of having a massive battle with my depression that comes and goes. And I could be at one of my lower points at the moment. Meaning, I literally spent the weekend feeling like the entire world around me was just caving in. And there was this massive just wave of negativity and darkness that just washed over me. Now, I don't want people freaking out and getting worried and thinking that I'm going to do something horrible to myself. That is not me. That is not the kind of person I am. I have gone through this before. I am not suicidal. I never think about hurting myself. The only time I've had any sort of thoughts like that was when I was taking antidepressants and I wanted to rip all my skin off. But that happened once many, many, many years ago. So you don't have to worry about anything like that. But I will be able to openly talk about what I'm going through at the moment. And what I'm going through at the moment is hard. I feel completely alone, and I'm not. And I think that's probably one of the stranger sensations that I deal with when I'm in the middle of one of my battles with depression, is that I feel alone. You know, I have a solid group of people around me that I know that I can turn to if I need someone to talk to. And I do. I have talked to them about what I'm going through at the moment. But then, you know, there are some people around me that if I do bring up the fact that I'm battling with depression at the moment, that they get, they get annoyed. You know, you get that, oh, not again. He's got depression again. He's dealing with his depression again. He's having panic attacks again. You know, and I get it. I understand. But my thing is, if you are going to want me in your life in one form, shape, or another, this is me. And this is the reality of the situation. And having someone say that and having to feel like I have to hide my emotions and what I'm going through at the moment, that just makes it even worse. And it just feels wrong. You know, I know it's hard to be around someone that battles with depression and everything. I understand that. And I understand it's not for everybody. And I have told people before in my life, look, if you can't deal with being around someone that has issues, I'm not the person you want in your life. Because I do. I have my good times and I have my bad times. And I'm honestly at probably a 2 or 3 year low at the moment. It's been a long time since I've felt as dark and as depressed and as, I don't know, as just down as I do at the moment. And I don't know what brings me out of it. I don't know where the light at the end of the tunnel is. You know, every time I come out the other side of one of these periods, I look back and I go, okay, what was it that got me out of it? And I'm never quite sure what it is. I'm not even sure if it is one specific thing. It might be just a group of things. It might be a cluster of things. But at the moment, I just don't see a light at the end of the tunnel for this. I just see darkness. I just see depression. I just see feeling lonely. And one of the stranger feelings also is it's like this physical sensation. You know, a lot of people think of depression as being this mental thing. And it is. I mean, there's no question. It is a mental illness. But it also definitely has a physical side to it. And that physical side is this heaviness that just kind of hangs on you. You know, it almost comes from your back and it almost just kind of like creeps over you. Now, that is also probably, you know, my personal interpretation of it, you know, is that it feels like you have this monkey on your back, this darkness that's following you, this darkness that's just clinging to you. And obviously there's no darkness, physicalness behind me, but I mean, that's what it feels like. You know, it just feels like there's just that feeling is there. You know, that sadness that just is hanging on you. And it's hard because I'm still getting up. I'm still going to work and I'm fighting through going to work every day. And I don't want to sit around the house and basically do nothing. I mean, I know that's even worse for me. You know, I don't want to just give up and sit there and let this win. You know, I fight every day. You know, sometimes just getting in the car and driving to work feels like I've won a massive battle. You know, I feel like, holy, you know, holy crap, I've won. You know, I did something great today. Whereas a lot of people would laugh. You know, a lot of people are like, all you did is get in your car and drive to work. Wow, that's not winning. Well, actually, when you're battling a depression, sometimes it is. And it's those little goals, those little achievements that I think we build off of. And it's those things that I'm trying to build off of now. You know, it's coming to work every day. It's doing what I need to do so that I don't get fired for not doing my job. But also, you know, just doing it. You know, getting out and doing things, whether it's going shopping on the weekends for food or, you know, doing anything, you know, that I'm not just sitting there letting this win. And the funny thing is that I don't want it to win. You know, you hear people say they don't want their depression. They don't want to be like this. They don't want to feel like this. Well, of course not. No one wants to feel like this. I mean, I know I don't. I know I can think of a million other things I would rather have right now than to be battling a depression. But it's the truth, and it's what I've got. It's what's here at the moment. It's what I have to deal with, and it's not going to go away. And the other probably bad part about that is it's Christmas time. It's the holiday season. You know, you look around and you see people happy. You see people buying presents. You see people enjoying other people's company. And I just don't feel that. You know, I don't feel that holiday joy. And the funny thing is, a couple months ago when it was Halloween, I did. You know, I was so happy to be having Halloween and to have friends over and to be, you know, able to celebrate and just be with friends and have fun on Halloween. That was so nice. And then after Thanksgiving, it just kind of started creeping up on me. And it just started taking over my life again. And having depression this time of year is also absolutely brutal. And the thing is, you know, you hear a lot of people say, you know, don't let people be alone at the holidays, you know, reach out to someone, because the holiday season does have an increased rate of suicides. It's just, it's the truth. It is the fact of the matter. Around the holiday season, you have more people that end up committing suicide. And I'm convinced it's because if you have depression, the holidays just kind of reinforces that depression. It reinforces that loneliness. It reinforces that feeling of inadequacy because everyone else is able to go out and enjoy this time of year and the holidays and the merriment and the being with other people and celebrating. And when you battle depression, you're just not able to. You're physically not able to just go out and do those simple things like enjoy the holiday season. Sorry, I had to hit the pause button really quick and blow my nose because on top of having a depression at the moment, I also am battling a cold, which is makes it even better, right? So what I wanted to say was if you know someone or you think you know someone that is battling depression during the holidays, reach out. Tell that person that they're important to you. Tell that person that you appreciate them being in your life and, you know, just make that first person feel special and wanted a little bit. Because literally something as simple as a 5-minute phone call can make all the difference. You can change someone's life by just letting them know that they're important and you appreciate that they're in your life. You know, and really during the holidays, it is so important because it just seems like having depression during the holidays is the absolute worst and darkest. So there you go. Remember that, okay? So back to what I'm battling at the moment. I am hoping that I can turn this around. I mean, I know what I need to do. I know I need to keep doing things. Yeah, I need to keep being productive, doing this podcast, doing this episode. I was afraid that I wasn't going to have anything to put out this week. Actually, I recorded like 8 of these this weekend and was like, no, that's crap. No, I'm not releasing that. No, I'm not doing that. And I did all different ones, talking about panic attacks and all that other stuff. And then I thought, well, since you're doing a mental health podcast anyway, and it's basically how you survive life, then why shouldn't you talk to people about what you're going through at the moment? Why shouldn't you get real with people? Why shouldn't you give people an insight as to what I'm going through? So this is what you get. You get me being completely real. And me being completely real at the moment is me battling depression. And yes, it sucks. And yes, I know that things will get better. And I know that this isn't the end of the world. And I know I've been through this, not 100 times, but probably 50, 60 times over the last 8-10 years. You know, I've gone through my dark periods before and I've come out the other side and I know everything's going to be okay in the end. But when you're sitting in the middle of it and it's there and it's surrounding you, then it's hard. And, you know, I gotta say something else. You know, doing things that you used to enjoy when you have depression sometimes is a strange sensation. So let's take this for example. I am a football fan. I'm a huge Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. And yesterday I was watching football. I was watching Red Zone on Sunday before the Bucs game started. The Bucs played the second of the three games, so the middle game. So I watched the Red Zone, and as I'm watching the Red Zone, watching these amazing games happen and all this excitement and, you know, everything was nail biting and who's going to win and what's going to happen. I literally realized that I was crying. Now, not boo hoo crying, but like literally there were tears running from my eyes and I didn't know why. All of a sudden, I found myself crying watching football, which was a very strange sensation because football used to be one of those things that helped me when I was feeling depressed. You know, it was when I was in the middle of battling a depression, football was one of those things that used to help me out. Even if my team was losing and they were absolute crap, which they have been quite often in my life, it still, it gave me something to cheer for, gave me something to root for, gave me something to get excited for. But last night it didn't. And even though other football fans were super happy and enjoying everything, and, you know, we only get, you know, 17 regular season games and then the playoffs, and that's it. You know, it's not like soccer where it takes, you know, a majority of the year. You know, football's basically 4 months out of the year, and that's it. So you have to enjoy it while it's here, and I couldn't. Something that means so much to me, I couldn't even enjoy. I found myself sitting there crying, watching football yesterday. So there's another reality of all this, right? I don't know what the next episode's going to be. Hopefully it won't be one of these episodes of me talking about my depression, because I'm not going to do that every week. Regardless of anything, I'm not going to do a bunch of episodes of me just talking about, you know, being depressed. That's just not going to happen. It doesn't make for good listening. But I did want to put this episode out there because I think that sometimes hearing someone talk about having depression and living with depression is one thing, but then actually hearing from them while they're in the middle of a depression is something completely different. Because when you're sitting in it, you know how to express what you're feeling. And that darkness, like I said, it's a darkness. It's just, you know, that thing that's hanging over your back. You know, it's that cloud that follows you around. It's just that constant feeling of inadequacy and sadness and not being good enough for anything and all that stuff. So anyway, I just wanted to put this out there, and I hope that you enjoyed it. And I know that sounds strange to say, but I hope that by listening to me talk about this, and if you battle depression, I hope you realize you're not alone and that we are all in this together. Every single one of us that battles this feeling, this emotion, this chemical breakdown that happens in our brain that causes these freaking depressions and causes us to have depression, we're all in this together. So on that note, look, reach out to me. Send me an email, thepetebeanpetepodcast@gmail.com. That's petebeanpetepodcast@gmail.com, all one word. You can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm on Instagram too. So really, if you're feeling not good, if you're feeling sad, if you're feeling depressed, if you're having panic, if you're having anything, just remember, you're not alone. And there is a bunch of us that go through the same thing you're going through now. So on that note, remember, it's okay to not be okay. And we're all just humans trying to be human and basically survive.